Big technology giants in the United States continue to make vast profits.
Just three firms, Apple, Google's owner Alphabet, and Microsoft, made $57 billion in profits in the past 3 months. Kathleen Brooks is the director of Minerva Analysis.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's as if I've made these numbers up and I haven't. For Apple, for example, iPhone sales are up 50% from a year before. Now, partly there was a little bit of drag from COVID and delayed demand. But remember, Apple, Microsoft and these tech titans did really, really well during the peak of the COVID pandemic. And now they're doing very well during the whole recovery as well. So they really are the new defensive stocks. They're acting more like how we'd come to expect utilities to act. Big tech are a defensive stock for any portfolio at the moment.
Is there a common factor?
Largely, it's digital habits that we picked up during the pandemic. They seem to be here to stay. So, for example, people working from home, spending more time at home, not connecting as much face to face. They were trends that were taking place in the last 4 or 5 years, but they've really accelerated. And we've probably had 10 years growth in just 1 year. The Microsoft boss said that 5% of world GDP is currently spent on tech. He expects that to double. And it's happening at an accelerated pace. And that's what we're seeing. That's why they keep beating analyst estimates for quarterly growth. We keep seeing record quarterly growth and their profits just keep on bulging. They're earning billions of dollars per day.
Let's talk about gadgets, devices, first of all. And of course, that is principally Apple. What is still driving sales of iPhones? Because surely pretty much anybody in the world who wanted one had one.
That's true, but they keep bringing out new and better versions. For example, the iPhone 12 has been a global hit, which has driven that 50% increase in Apple iPhone sales. However, what's really interesting is that Apple has pre-ordered components for its Apple 13 iPhone, which are 25% larger than its usual orders for other iPhones. So they're expecting this growth in its most iconic hardware device to continue to grow, and not just to grow here and there, to have significant growth of potentially being a quarter better than what we've seen in the iPhone 12, which has done incredibly well around the world.
Now, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, does sell some devices, but it is largely an online company, as is Microsoft and increasingly Apple. How important are these digital services, and in particular, their cloud services, to the amount of money that they're earning?
Incredibly important, actually. Apple, for example, its services side was up way more than expected, you know, 30% plus of what was expected. For Google, its cloud service had been loss-making. Well, it's really narrowed that loss now, largely able to benefit from much higher ad revenue on that side. And Microsoft, while its Windows product didn't sell as well as expected, in one sense, the other services that it's providing, they are really for the future, to bolster growth in the future.
Is the danger for the tech giants that these revenue and profit numbers lead new calls from politicians, from regulators, to either break up these companies or to tighten regulations, because they do appear to be incredibly powerful, incredibly wealthy companies?
Yeah, I think there's 2 points on that. It was very interesting looking at Apple, at Microsoft, at Google, reading about their results and listening to their earnings calls. Their executives are very keen to tell you how well they've supported businesses and individuals during the pandemic, to show that they are doing a social good, which comes at a time when we know there's a huge amount of regulatory scrutiny on them from the US, also from the EU. But right now, they're just threats. And they're not going to rein in business for the foreseeable future. So that doesn't really matter for profits at the moment or for their stock prices, for example. Those regulatory threats are a consideration and we do need to think about them, particularly after what's happened in China in recent weeks, where there's been a huge crackdown on the tech sector, moving into the education sector and other companies. So we don't think that the US and EU authorities are going to use that kind of blunt force to harm giant corporates in the tech sector. We do think that there'll be more scrutiny on them, but it's interesting how they're fighting back, just to reinforce the positives that these big tech giants are doing for the global economy.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Sagicor General presents 3 simple steps for treating general insurance dysfunction. Research shows that 1 in 5 individuals has an insurance policy that suffers this ailment. Here are 3 steps for early treatment. 1. Admit that your policy has a problem. 2. Talk to a professional. General insurance dysfunction is a serious non-medical condition which requires urgent intervention. 3. Choose a Sagicor General Insurance policy. You deserve better insurance. Call Sagicor General Insurance at 431-2800 or contact your Sagicor agent or insurance broker today.